Welcome to Nerdy Board and Almost 30. We're back with another podcast, although we don't really know the topic yet. Sarah, first thing you can think of.
So I think that this is something we've all been wondering about since like 1994. What's the deal with the Taxans? Like, they don't get their own chronicles, and they're always described as like these horrible cannibalistic worms.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Animorphs?
No, that's not what we're going to talk about. Let's talk about Trunks.
All right.
No, you like Trunks.
I do like Trunks. Trunks is great.
So
he's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Is he gay?
No.
Why not?
Trunks doesn't have sex.
So you think he's asexual?
Wait, are we talking about future Trunks?
Yeah.
Okay.
But no, not Kid Trunks.
Kid Trunks still has a chance.
Of what?
Getting laid.
Why? Because his people are still alive?
Exactly.
I think that Trunks is like, I think he's gay, and I think he's lonely because there's nobody, like future Trunks, because there's nobody left in the world that could fuck him as vigorously as he would need in order to feel anything. Because he's like a Saiyan, and all the other Saiyans are like straight, and they don't, you know, they're all flying around. Tien, what's he going to do? You know? And then who else is there? Gohan with one arm? I mean,
that's all you need
for fisting. Yeah, I guess that's kind of cool. He uses like nub, but then he dies, and the androids aren't going to help him out with anything. No. They're just like animated sex dolls, so like fuck them. Plus they look like girls, and Trunks is probably like, ugh,
because Trunks likes burly men.
Mm-hmm.
No, Trunks isn't gay. Trunks doesn't have time for sex or sexuality.
Trunks isn't gay because Trunks doesn't have time, but he has a time machine. It's time for anything.
Yeah, time to fix the past.
And that's why Cell was like such a queen in that saga. He was all snarky at Trunks, like, mur-hur-hur.
I'd love to see like a Cell Zarbon fight.
Oh my god, Zarbon was so cool.
Zarbon's great.
Beauty and the Beast. And then he turns all ugly and just starts like raping Vegeta.
I know, that was sad.
Vegeta's like, oh. Vegeta just cries all the time. That's like his power, is that he can be so sad.
He's got tears. Fend off his enemies. Makes them embarrassed for him.
So, I haven't seen the Dragon Ball Evolution. Was that what it was called?
The live action movie?
Yeah, the live action Dragon Ball movie.
We didn't see that together?
No, since we saw it in theaters.
All right.
Like in 2009, which is a fucking trip.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
What the fuck was that?
It was terrible. I saw it again on an airplane.
Why? Didn't you have choices on an
airplane? No, this was like before they gave you a bunch of choices and they just played one movie.
Oh my god. Yeah. Our fucking grandkids aren't, like, they're not even going to know what the fuck we're talking about. Like, we used to fly in planes. Like, what are those? No, they're going to be like, there used to be only one movie on the plane. And they'll be like, one movie? Why?
Was it in 3D? Did it smell? Yeah, we're going to have, like, feelies by that time.
You think so?
No, but it would be fun.
Because they had those stupid, like, 4D movies at the theme parks. I don't want to get air blown at me. That sounds horrible. Unless it's like a feelie at a porn like theater, there's nothing that would like make me want to feel what's in the movie. Like, oh, feel the kryptonite.
What,
that dumb fucking movie we saw. I would love to if it could just kill me so that I don't have to watch that fucking movie.
Batman could like craft it into an arrow and they'll shoot you with a bow just craft to try that out.
Craft it into a dildo and just slap people with it. That's what I would have done to Superman. I would have crafted it into a dildo on a stick and just put it in his butt and been like, shut up. I don't care who your mom is.
Then the movie would end like an hour earlier.
Man of Steel. Butt of Steel. So we got this really cool calendar. It's called, what's the name of the calendar, Sarah?
I don't know. It's like the racial injustice calendar.
It's like the racial injustices of America, right? Specifically. Mm-hmm. And so, Sarah, would you care to read like maybe one of those? Like what happened today? What happened today?
Today, we're at the 4th.
I don't know what the day is.
Yeah. It's Wednesday the 4th. 1992. Oh, I know this. Riots in Los Angeles, California, sparked by acquittal of white police officers who beat black motorist Rodney King, end, leaving 53 people dead, 2,000 injured, and $1 billion in damage.
Wow, shit. It's pretty nuts.
And, like, the calendar, this looks like May is completely full of racial
the
injustice.
The 31st is the only day that does not have racial injustice.
Okay. It's the one good day in America.
This dude, okay, so here's one. On Memorial Day, 1822, Denmark Vesey, a free black man in South Carolina, is accused of planning a large slave insurrection and later hanged along with 30 alleged co-conspirators. That could be a movie.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be a cool movie. But there's, like, a lot of these. Like, I like the really old ones because you're just like, what the fuck? People did this shit.
It's how they entertained themselves before TV.
Oh, my God. Okay. In 1863, in the midst of the Civil War, Confederate Congress declares black Union soldiers criminals and authorizes their enslavement or execution.
Jeez.
That's nuts.
America just doesn't like black people. They never have.
Wait, hold on. I found one for Asian people.
Ooh.
1913. This week, California enacts legislation barring Asian immigrants from owning land. 15 other states later passed similar laws.
California leading the pack.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, that was enough of racism. I think we should turn, like, racism in America into, like, a regular segment on this, like, our first regular segment on this podcast where we're just like...
What happened today?
Yeah, what happened today in racism? There's, like, okay, so this calendar at the, like, the top of the picture, it's just a bunch of kids sleeping on the floor. I think that was from, like, all those Central American kids that came up on the trains.
Yeah. Unless they have a nice ground to sleep on.
Dude, that blows. Look at all these kids. They're just sitting there.
No, they're okay. They're sleeping.
You would be in heaven there.
There's a bunch of children.
A bunch of little brown kids. You'd just be like rolling around and they're like, yeah.
Let's have a contest to see who gives the best back massage.
Did you do that to children in Thailand?
No, that was at summer camp.
That was at summer camp. Yeah, you want to tell us about that?
For community service that we had to do to graduate high school, some friends and I worked at a summer camp, and we held a contest to see which of the kids could give the best back massage.
That sounds like it could be a porn if you turned it from, like, a back massage into a blowjob.
It did remain just a back massage, and it was a great idea because there are, like, a bunch of them. They all have, like, little hands. It's nice.
Little hands little are optimal hands. For Ooh. Back massages now. What? They've got those tiny hands. No. Can really get to the nook and crannies of my back.
I'm delicate. I don't like hard massages. And children aren't very strong.
Okay. You're just like rubbing your outer layers. Okay, so I've been playing an MMORPG, and for those of you who don't know, one, count yourself lucky because they suck your fucking life, but two, it's like I don't have the time now to actually get into, like, the storyline of this. I'm playing Final Fantasy 14, so there's all this reading and shit, and I'm not doing it. Like, so my experience with the game is like, okay, go talk to this elf, and then the elf's like, oh, that's nice, I don't care about what you're doing, I need a potato. And then, like, you have to walk over, like, to the other side of a map, pick up a potato, and then some monster's like, fuck you. That, like, I don't read the words, so I'm just guessing this is what the story is. Then the monster's like, fuck you, that's my potato. He pops out, starts attacking you, and then you kill him, because that's what you do. It's an art. Like, all I've experienced from this game is, like, I walk around in nature killing monsters for random shit that people send me on a mission to get. And then, so anyways, I grab the potato, take it back to the guy, and he's like, oh, this potato isn't peeled. Go talk to the guy, like, right over there that is in eyesight of us. Go talk to him, and he'll do it for us. So then you walk over. You're like, that guy right over there is too lazy to peel this potato. And the guy's like, I would, but I need a peeler or something. And then you have to, like, run somewhere else to pick up his shit. And then you come back, and you're like, you guys, you've been standing here for 2 days. Like, I've been running around town, grabbing your dumb shit, like, getting your wine. And, you know, whatever. I don't know. So then, like, I started thinking, you know, real life isn't like this. You're not like, oh, I'm walking down the street. Like, okay, so I need to get an oil change. I don't go to the fucking, like, Jiffy Lube, talk to the guy, and he's like, oh, that's great. First, I need you to talk to my wife for me. And, like, then you have to run over to his house, like, tell his wife some bullshit. Then she's like, oh, okay, like, that's nice. Here's a bag with a lunch. Take it to my son. And, like, you just don't get, like, run in circles to do one simple thing. It's really simple. You just show up and you're like, do you have my shit? No. Okay, bye. Or yes, here's some money. Bye.
But that's no fun.
Yeah, I know.
That's like, what, takes half an hour? What do you get? An oil change? Boring.
Yeah, okay. Well, what I'm saying is that meaningless tasks usually don't involve, like, more meaningless tasks to get them done.
NPCs have a lot to do during the day. They got a lot of standing planned. Sometimes they just, you know, shout.
They like to say the same thing every time mm-hmm. you engage them. Like, oh, what are you doing here? Go get me a potato.
Yeah.
And then, if you don't know what they are, I've marked them in your map. Who the fuck carries a map? One thing I really liked, I haven't really played the new Grand Theft Auto, but, like, I think your map is supposed to be your cell phone.
I think so, too.
That's kind of cool.
Because, like, you get calls on it and stuff.
Yeah. What was the last RPG you played?
Skyrim?
Oh, yeah, we still haven't finished that.
Mm-mm.
Because of the load times.
Yeah, because it, like, magically broke itself.
Yeah, that's bullshit. So what do you think about Trump getting, he's got the nomination for the Republicans.
That's what it looks like. Kasich left. And Cruz.
Yeah, because yeah. Kasich was a problem.
Yeah, like 153 delegates. Ooh,
Trump can breathe easy now. There's Kasich's gone.
I think it's crazy, but it's also wildly entertaining.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know, it's, yeah, entertaining is a good word. I feel like that's why he's doing so well, because it's just entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm. And people know his name. And, I mean, people are sick of politicians. If anything good comes from this, hopefully it'll be, like, a disruption large enough in our two-party system to actually change it. Because he's, like, he's not a Republican. He's not a conservative.
Yeah. I don't know, like, there's that one quote from him where he's like, oh, if I ever ran for a political party, I'd run for the Republicans because they're all, like, dumb or something.
Oh, that was fake.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind.
I'm sure that, like, he would think along those lines.
Oh, who put that out?
I don't know. Someone, they were, like, attributing it to Vogue or Cosmopolitan or something, and I read on Snopes that, like, that issue had nothing to do with Donald Trump.
Oh, okay. Well, good for him, then. he's gonna win.
He's following his dreams. I'm kind of starting to feel Bernie or bust.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're feeling the Bernie or bust?
Yeah.
How'd you get convinced of that?
I think it's, like, mostly apathy, and it seems like if enough people do it, then it will, like, hearten other liberals to run, and maybe it'll, like, spur on people to vote in the midterm elections.
Yeah. I don't know. I was, like, sort of in the Bernie or bust boat, or I don't know what you'd want to call it, bust. I don't know. Anyways, so the only thing that was, like, I don't want people in office who are like, yeah, women, they shouldn't be getting abortions.
Because I put my punished.
Because I put my dick in women. And if my dick happens to make a little, like, thing that might grow up to be a person, I don't want to be, like, abandon ship.
Your dick sneezes into a woman. And, you know, they mix together.
Then that woman's fucked. Yeah, I mean, and I feel like taking, being, like, apathetic about it you can't just check out. Like, it's still, you still live here. You're still affecting it. So, like, the people who are like, oh, I just don't feel like doing anything because the choices suck. Like, okay, that's true. Choose the less shitty choice, because if you're not choosing, you're just making it easier for the shittier choice.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even have any problems with Hillary.
Yeah. I mean, neither do I. Like, when she was under attack for Benghazi or whatever, and she did the whole, like, sitting in front of a fucking tribunal mm-hmm. for, like, hours. Like,
wasn't she up there for, like, 13 hours or something crazy? Yeah.
That's badass. I was like, fuck yeah, go you, lady.
Yeah, the only real problem people have is that she's a career politician. But her views have been getting closer and closer to Bernie's as she realizes, like, that's what the Democratic audience is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing that worries me about her, and I've talked about a friend who's, like, all, like, pro-Hillary about this, is that she, like, Bernie's consistent. He's been on the right side of history for, like...
ever.
For fuck ever, because mm-hmm. he's, like, Captain Dinosaur.
Captain Methuselah.
And so, like, when he says things, I, like his the positions he takes on things that I agree with, I know, or I mean, I can't know, but I feel like he hasn't just said those recently so that he attracts my vote.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, he has always felt that way. Therefore, I shouldn't worry about him pivoting as much away from that. Because I'm sure, like, if you were to become president, you have to pivot away from some of your more uncompromising views.
Yeah, there's still Congress to deal with.
Yeah, and you, like, I think by nature you get pulled a little bit towards the center. But at least I know he's not bullshitting me for my vote right now.
Mm-hmm.
And with Hillary, it's like, huh, you seem to be, like, changing your mind about, like, everything.
Yeah.
So when my friends are like, well, she's pretty, like, look what she's saying, she's pretty progressive, it's like, well, yeah, whilst her opponent's Bernie, but what mm-hmm. happens when her opponent is, like, the Republican candidate? Where the fuck do her positions go then? Like, is she telling the younger voters what they need to hear now so that she has enough support so that she doesn't have to worry about them afterwards? Kind of like how I feel about the whole situation. And her lack of consistency leads me to believe that, like, yeah, that's what she's doing.
Yeah, and that's definitely what it looks like. Because that's what she's been doing for, like, her entire career, is trying to get votes. Yeah, I don't know how, like, effective the whole Bernie or bust movement will be. I probably am going to end up voting for Hillary if she's the nominee, but I'd really, really prefer Bernie Sanders.
Yeah.
Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren ticket.
Yeah, that's another thing. Like, Elizabeth Warren didn't endorse either of them. And she got a lot of, like, flack from Bernie supporters for not endorsing Bernie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of in the same camp. It's like, don't they have really similar views? Why can't she be like, yeah, go Bernie?
Yeah.
The other thing that really pisses me off about how the whole thing's been reported is that, like, since the beginning, they've been like, well, Bernie doesn't have a chance. Look at all these delegates. But then they don't explain that, like, super delegates aren't really committed yet. And so if you're looking at, like, pledged delegates from the primaries, and then you just add the super delegates that you're assuming are going to go to her, and mm-hmm. makes her margin look a lot bigger, which will, like, dishearten Bernie supporters who don't know better. I don't know.
Yeah, that definitely seemed to be the tactic that, confusingly, like, the DNC has also been perpetrating.
Yeah. Like, all that makes me think is fuck the DNC.
Yeah.
Like, at least the Republicans are dumb enough to get taken over. Like, and yeah, and so, I mean, like, part of me is kind of Bernie or bust. Like, fuck them.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. The California vote for president doesn't really matter as much, since we're pretty strongly a blue state.
Mm-hmm.
But the primary will be fun.
Yeah.
California, like, that, it matters. We actually matter this time.
Yeah. So all you people in California, Bernie or bust.
Bernie
or Hillary.
Or bust.
If Bernie doesn't win.
Just vote. Just do it.
Yeah, and I'm getting such conflicted, like, stuff. Like, online is such a horrible source. Like, any friend I talk to, whoever, whatever opinion they have, they always produce, like, online media that supports their view.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, here, look at this. And I'm just like, yeah, okay. Like, I could just Google, like, Trump is the best president ever, and I'll find tons of articles about that. And I'll probably find even like one or two for somebody else, like third party.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing with doing research on the internet is like you find what you're looking for generally.
Thanks, Google.
Google knows what you're thinking. Hey,
Siri, you should take some notes.
Yeah, it's like confirmation bias or something. Every opinion that's ever been is on the internet.
Ooh, our food's ready. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. But I think like we should talk more about politics soon.
Okay.
We'll try to have some guests on. Maybe I kind of want to find a Trump Republican supporter. Yeah, I want a Republican to come on.
Be like Bill Maher.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So if any Republicans out of like maybe the 10 people that maybe listen to this want to come on our podcast.
10 people listen to this.
Out of the 3 people that listen to this.
Are we 2 of those people?
Yes, we are. But yeah, if you, or maybe like, I don't know, I just want to get people with opinions that don't align with mine to come on.
Yeah, I want to hear the argumentation behind it.
Yeah, and if you guys have any comments to leave or questions for us, we should do a Q&A soon. That'd be fun. All right, anyways, I got to go get the shit out of the oven. It's going to burn. You guys have a good night.
Fuck all y'all.
And feel the burn in your butt.